Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we have to tell if it's worth the fight.
Welcome to the conversation. My name's Kyle. We got a wonderful show for you today. This week on the program, Manchester United on a winning streak, now third in the Premier League table, thanks to their 2-1 win over Southampton. Also, Jim Harbaugh, where's he going to go? San Francisco don't want him now, so he's actually walked off the field with the owner of the Oakland Raiders. Michigan's offered, but I don't think he'll go back to college. Who knows? Also, CBS reporter and a White House reporter, White House staff reporter, and a couple others have come forth and said that off the record, Obama has gone off when the cameras are off, that, you know, when they're putting him in a bad light or they're asking him questions about something that he feels is irrelevant. This isn't a scandal. What do you, you know, he's gone ballistic. I'll talk about that. Also, a $1.1 to $1.7 trillion stimulus package to keep the government funded until 2015 of September, this coming September, and you won't even have time to read it to find out what's in it. So, Lord help us there. That and more with some positive stories. The conversation starts right now. Psalm 32. O Lord, my God, I called to you for help, and you healed me. Think about that as you're going through your day-to-day, and welcome. I'm doing somewhat better. If y'all don't know, if you were on planet Mars or Venus or one of them, I was really sick and went to the doctor on Monday. They gave me antibiotics and cough medicine and all this stuff with the Mucinex I was already taking, and ended up having doing pretty good. And then I started to not do good, and my wonderful fiance and my mom and my sister was like, you sound like, you need to go to the damn doctor again. Something's not right. And when I went back, I ended up having an ear infection, bronchitis, and I'm having issues breathing and breathing treatment and x-rays and all this stuff. And I guess the antibiotic wasn't working, so they put me on the Suprax. It's like a brand new, there's no generic for it. So they give you like a script card that gives it for like $35, which is great. Where I go, rock. They're just wonderful, you know. And if I still have issues breathing and stuff, then I'll go back and I'll probably go see my ENT and see what he recommends. But that's where I've been. So I've been like at work, you know, with my phone on, watching the Manchester United games, you know, just like following them. You know, we're third in the Premier League table. What did I tell you months ago? I said, I was frustrated with Van de Gaal, but his plans don't work right. They just work. We're third in the Premier League table. He's got the players he wants. Some of the players that were really, really great aren't there anymore. And a lot of people don't understand that. But when you look at football, the type of manager you have, you can have a great manager, but he may not be able to coach Landon Donovan, which if you don't know, if you're lost in the football world and don't know anything, his team, the LA Galaxy, won the MSL, the Major League Soccer Cup. They won the tournament this year, his final season. That just broke my heart, man. I mean, that's one of those things where it's okay for a guy to cry, you know. And let me tell you, I was in tears, man. That just to see his final game and they won the... It wasn't my New York Red Bulls, but, you know, hey, what can you do? I really got into the Red Bulls just because of Thierry Henry. You know, when he's gone, what am I going to do now? I still like them. I mean, Chicago Fire is probably my second favorite team just because they're a local, close team. And because I went to go see them in Manchester United at Soldier Field. And we're sitting there, and a bunch of us like, we can see the Chicago Fire anytime we want warm up. We can't see Manchester because they're warming up on the other side. I'm like, he goes, yeah, I'm a season ticket holder, so I've seen them a couple times. I said, you know, same thing, you know. It's like, I can see Chicago Fire, you know, an hour and a half away, warm up anytime I want. But when it comes to seeing Manchester United, and I got to see Dimitar Berbatov, my favorite player from Bulgaria. He came out and played. Oh, man, that was a great day. It was like 95 degrees. And the hanker and the scarf I got, you know. We're all using the scarves just to wipe our faces. And oh, it was a great time. It's great because, like, when these people, because there were tons of people that are just trying to sell, like popcorn and stuff for their kids and cookies and stuff for their kids in schools or whatever. Summer for, like, programs and stuff. And I'd just be like, sure, would you like to buy some? I'm like, vous désirez, monsieur, ne parle l'anglais, vous parlez français? And just walk off. Vous désirez, monsieur? I chased a guy once for like a minute. My, no parle français, pourquoi? Oh, that's hilarious. He's just like, what the heck? Get away from me. But one of my friends actually said this. I had a buddy that's no longer with us, and he lived in New York, and he's like, yeah, if you ever want to have fun, he goes, just, if you ever feel scared, yeah? He goes, and you're like in a big city, just go up to one of those newspaper machines, you know, where you put like the 75 cents and you lift it up and out comes your newspaper. Okay? And just start talking to the machine. No one will mess with you. I don't care if it's a serial killer. He won't touch you. If he sees you talking to a newspaper vending machine. But see, I grew up in like a rural, small town, in my opinion. You know, I mean, for me, a traffic jam was driving and getting behind a combine, like in Benton County, you know, but because like he would be always looking behind his shoulders, and I remember he told me one time he was at a bar and this guy came in with a syringe, jammed it into this guy's arm and pushed it in. He goes, I have AIDS, welcome to my world. And I'm like, wow. And when I went to New York with him a couple times, you know, it was my real, I mean, I used to go when I was a kid in New York, you know, when my dad had a business in Connecticut. But I, you know, I was like, stuff that goes on now, I think there's stuff going on now in Lafayette that I'm starting to see that probably went on for like in the 80s in Miami, you know, or whatever. And it's just like, I don't know. It's just, that's why like last week and this week, I'm going to do some stories that are like happy things. Happy News is a great website because it's cool because they have like a health section, science section, business section, and you can read stories. You know, there's actually one where there's a laser that they have that actually might be able to kill breast cancer in like 15 minutes and eliminate it without like any like cutting of the breasts. So that's a really neat story, and there's another one I'm going to read, but it's just great to see Manchester United, as I go back to that, off that weird rant, to actually in third place. I mean, I expected like fourth, you know, a good strong fourth, you know, not, you know, he's turning them around, and he does. He's a great man, but he demands respect, but he's like, I'll do anything you do. You know, okay, give me the ball, I'll go down and pitch, I'll do it, you know. He garners respect, and you get that respect back, you know. And I think that's what, you know, you need someone that you can look up to and say, well, you know, that guy right there is the CEO. He'll put on that jacket, and he'll go in that portalette, and he'll suck out that excrement. He's, you know, I'll do anything. I'll go to the moon. Because he will, you know. If the guy sits in an office and says, Okay. Yeah, you said you clean the floor. Go ahead, do it again. Clean the kitchen again. Nope. Nope. We're gonna talk about something. I better write it down before I forget. But yeah, but it's one of those things. Like, well, I'll go to the moon with someone that will do if I do it. They'll do it, so why wouldn't I do it? He's a CEO, and if he'll clean the bathroom, I'll clean it. And that's Van de Gaal. He's someone that garners respect, and a player's gonna say, well, look at what he would do. Let's go. And when you look at his background and where he's been and the titles he's won, you can go, yeah, right on. Okay, you want me to do what? Yeah, put a rubber band around this leg, two in between, and then one on this leg, and then try to run. And this is what it's going to do for you. And well, look at the okay. Dale Sr. had 7 NASCAR Winston Cup championships. Okay. Richard Petty had 7 NASCAR Winston Cup championships and 200 victories. I think I'm going to listen to him when he gives a tip about going around turn 4 in Darlington. I think I'm going to listen to him. I kind of think he knows what he's talking about. That's what Van de Gaal brings to Manchester United, and that's what I love about him. And he'll tell you like it is. Bleeped up, I don't know what that bleep was going on. Van Persie, he wouldn't, I don't know. We just couldn't do anything, like it is, it's just so good to see them on top again and playing decently. Pardon me. But the big thing I'm wondering about as I move forward into American football is, where's Jim Harbaugh going to go? Because San Francisco don't want him. Oh, he's doing great. Yeah, they want him, but the players don't want him now. And when he was actually walking off the field with the owner of the Oakland Raiders, they're looking for a coach, and I think they might take him because I don't think Harbaugh is going to go back to college. But when you look, I mean, that's like, I don't know, that's just weird. What the heck? Come on. Like the owner of a team, just like, it's like back in the day, you wouldn't really know about trades and stuff in NASCAR until like the end of the season. It'd be like, there's, next week in Atlanta Motor Speedway will be the finale. Who will be winning the championship? Right now, it looks like Dale Earnhardt might win the championship, but Rusty Wallace is not far behind. And they would talk about possible trades or teams you might go to. Now it's like, at the Brickyard in July, they're talking about him leaving, Hendricks and going here or vice versa. Where back in the day, in the old Winston Cup era, you probably wouldn't know about a guy leaving the team going to another team until the season was over, and it wouldn't be until probably the last two races of the season that you'd even have a clue that, they might be shuffling people around. And it's just fun. It's just crazy how things, and now a coach is leaving the field, and the owner of another team's right there with his arm around him, like, hey, what's up? We need a coach, and you're going to need a job, buddy. So, I don't know. It'd be cool to see him go back to Michigan. That would be cool to see him go back to his alma mater. But then what is it? What's, I'll have to look up the odds on that. I'd say slim to none, and I go with none. Wow. That's crazy. But enough about sports. Enough about sports on the conversation today, folks. This should have everyone, I guess some of the stories that I play and I try to explain to people, because I have one of my buddies from Alchemy, he's a great friend. He's like, you better not post any more about Obama. I'm like, okay, whatever, because he knows I'm going to do it. And, he's a big Democrat, and I'm a big conservative. And, but when you look at, okay, the government just spent a 1.1, or I think it's 1.1 or $1.7 trillion stimulus bill. That is only going to fund the government until 2015 of September. Less not even a year, $1.1 or $1.7 trillion, 0.1 or 0.7, I forget which one it is, wouldn't matter. The article I read, they don't even have, time to, you won't even have time as a person to read it. It's going to be like that healthcare bill. Well, we have to, pass the bill to find out what's in it. Really? Who knows what they're spending? All I do know is they passed legalized marijuana in Washington, D.C., and it's not going to fund that. That's all we found out about it. So who knows what's in it? What's it? You have no idea. That's what's scary about these spending bills. You have no freaking idea. The problem you have with this country is you can become a billionaire if you can find out how to sell to the government. Because you can, there was this, and I think I talked about this before, about those two girls that they got a thing to sell parts and stuff to the government. And one time they screwed up and they sent like a bolt and put like $12 shipping and it got accepted. And they got it up to one point where they were like shipping like two bolts and putting like $1,000 shipping charge. And they were accepting it. Now my opinion would be, this is how I look at it. If I send you a hex nut, a 3/18 hex nut, and I put a $10,000 shipping charge on it and you accept it, that's your fault, not mine. But I guess they duped the government out of billions of dollars to help politicians do it all the time. And I think one's in jail now, one committed suicide. I don't know if the other one did, but at the time of the story, when they did it, the one person was dead from suicide and the other one was in jail. And my point, this $1 trillion stimulus that you're going to pay for, where's it coming from? What are they even funding? Do we even know that? They're probably just going to pass some $1.1 trillion spending, whatever. Who knows what's in it? And they're just going to allow people to do what they do. They're going to make it so that what they're going to do is they're just going to type numbers into the computer so that when I go to the bank and I'm a congressman, I can go cash a check. I can go cash this salary. I can go do this stuff. Who knows? I mean, people should be up in arms when you spend like $800 million on Solyndra and then they go under. And you spend, $200,000 here for windows in a building that doesn't even exist or is like, well, this is a abandoned building. The windows are brand new. They were never touched. And we're going to put $20,000 to put windows in? People should be outraged about this stuff. Okay, yeah, great. They're going to keep the government from shutting down, but $1.1 trillion, what is it? What's in it? What does it entail? It's like when Ted Nugent was hunting in Alaska, and the judge they had to prosecute him never even heard of the law. Okay, if you have a bow and arrow, and you take the bow and you hit the bear with the bow, but it doesn't kill it, that bear now has the tag, which means you can't kill him because he ended up finding another bear and killing it, and they went after him, the Obama administration, basically. And they went after him. Seriously. And wait a minute. Oh, well, there's this supposed law that if you take a bow or a gun, and if that gun hits that deer but doesn't kill that deer, then that deer has the tag and you have to go after that deer. If you kill another deer, then you're illegally killing one because the tag is not on that deer now. You don't have that tag. It's attached to the deer that you, the BB bullet, whatever you want to call it, ammo, whatever, the arrow, whatever you're using, if it touches it, that's the tag now. And the judge never heard of it. And you, how can I take someone and penalize them or prosecute them for a law that I don't even But I've never even heard of him. He grew up in that town. He lived in that town. My point, there's tons of stuff in these stimulus bills that probably, who knows what they are, what they're doing, what they mean. I don't know. I honestly believe that they're just passing, that there's nothing. They're just saying, okay, till September, we're going to make sure that if you need to go from point A to point B and use your credit card, it'll go through. We will make sure that anything, that, who knows, they just tell you a number. They could tell you $2. But let me tell you something. Every congressman or senator that needs to do whatever they need to do, they're going to be able to do it with no problem, no glitch. Their credit cards are going to work. They're going to get a paycheck, everything. You could tell the people that we passed a 50-cent stimulus bill. Seriously, you need to wake up. There's actually a thing recently where, like, there was a White House, like, press secretary and some press people have said that if you ask questions or you put Obama in a bad light, after all the cameras are off and everything's put away, he's come out and gone ballistic. Okay, we have free press. Let me tell you something. I'd be like, bring it on. Okay, Obama? But I've also seen where they can, using where you yourself, I could get the ingredients to make something very simple. Now, I don't explain what it is because it's not the point. They showed how on this program, take this, 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 and this, watch. And they aimed it at this wall. They got a clock to stop. They got all these things to stop. Well, on a grander scale, doing the same basic thing, they can produce a heart attack in someone, anybody. And let me tell you, I don't care if you're 4 years old. That's going to be what the report says. So if you stick your nose into someone else's business, Obama could easily just have one of those things go, bang, you're done. It's over. They got rid of you, but hey, it was a heart attack. You know, he was almost 40 years old, you know. I mean, from 91, 92 to like 97, he did smoke. So, you know, really, you know, and that's what they'll do, you know. He is threatening journalists and people are outraged. Half the crap that's going on in this country, folks, is not, well, you're just a Republican. And what does that have to do with the fact that people can't report the truth? I don't know. Call me crazy, but that just doesn't sound right. I don't get it, man. Why people aren't outraged. Oh, they're outraged because all the evidence shows that that white cop in Ferguson did what he was supposed to do and did everything by the books, and that can't be, so they have to burn buildings and tear up stuff, even in a city that's not, I mean, grow the hell up. I mean, really, I mean, like the thing said, you take Ronald Reagan, you take George W. Bush, Herbert Walker Bush, you take Bill Clinton. You know what they all have in common? They had an American flag when they did speeches or conferences. What's behind Barack Obama? A Muslim prayer curtain. That's not hearsay, that's fact. As a guy that I watch on YouTube a lot, he'll always say he's a guitar guru, and he's like, folks, I'll tell you when something's my opinion or when it's fact. And that's how I am. You know, it's I'm trying to get like Malcolm to see beyond Republican Democrat and look at the big picture, you know? There's a lot of good in this world. It's not all bad, you know? Well, Glenn Beck's just a doomsayer because he's actually telling what's really going on. Okay, well then you just take your little fairies and you go up to your mamby-pamby land, okay? And when we're like North Korea, don't come crying to me. I don't want to hear that. That's why I like the website, and check it out, happynews.com. They have all kinds of cool stories from health and life. I'm going to promote their site a lot on this program because I love it. You can find out neat, like positive things about medicine or whatever that can just make you go, hey, thank you. You know, and I'm going to move on now to a kind of a personal segment, I guess you could say. I've been going through a lot recently, and I mean, in like the last 10 years, because my dad's a workaholic. My dad's one of those, you know, I've never had a 40-hour week job in my life. You know, he gets up at 6 in the morning and works till midnight, and, you know, and I kind of have that attitude where I can do it, you know, and I used to want to be some rising billion-dollar chef, and I know, I'm sure I've talked about it before, and I got to have my dad see the Michelin Star Madness. I got to show my grandma, so you're going to watch that one time when we get together. And it's hard to watch because one of my mentors, Bernard Rizzo, is featured in that, and I lost it when he died. I mean, if you don't know, if you're a 3-star Michelin restaurant and you go to 2 stars, I would take a $1 million loan any day that that restaurant will close within a month, because it normally does. Even though a 2-star restaurant, our food is out of this world. But what's the point? And he was getting supposedly ratings that, is it good, is it bad, what's going on, and, you know, and that he might lose his precious 3rd star and all this, and he couldn't take it, but he worked from 6 in the morning till like 1 o'clock, like 7 days a week. He hadn't had a day off in like 10 years, and he was just work, and when I saw him, when I was listening to the FR, I think it was the French Channel 2 or 3, I'm not sure. And they were talking about how he, you know, famous chef Bernard Rizzo had found, he committed suicide. And even that day, they were in that restaurant like he was there. And it just, I said, well, what am I doing? And I rethought everything about my life. And I'm at a Franciscan Sisters community now, and it's gone full circle, you know. And I guess my point in this, and it's going to be coming up, is I remember an interview with Geddy Lee of Rush, and he's like, it's just so mind-boggling. We're just musicians. We're not noble, you know, these people, you know. It's like, we didn't expect to find fans at the airport. It's not like we're just in Timberlake or anything, you know. You know, we're just musicians, but like Rush's music, a lot of it, like music, if you ever, you got to check out the movie, The Music Never Stops, because that means, that movie means the world to me. You know, I can put in a CD, and I can go right back to that time, like it had never passed, and I can, you know, it has tons of meaning to me, and it's just mind-boggling that you can be who you are and change someone's life. Because I don't look at myself as anything special. So what, I'm an Amur King. I make phenomenal, you know, but when you give your, when you sit there and you say, okay, I'm broken in all areas of my life, and you sit there and it's like, give me your tired, give me your weak, give me your hungry, give me your poor, give me rest and give me your weary, all who are heavy laden, and I will take the burden off you, and you start doing. And it's one thing to kind of sit there and say, you know what, when you see, look at these pictures. Look at these pictures of this person. Look at them now. And you can see the change in that person's life. I try to wrap my brain around it. You know? I guess I could best describe myself as like third day. Like, it's mind boggling to think that through your music, people have come to know God. So it's just amazing that something I can do can be so changing to someone and impact their lives so greatly. And I guess my point in this rant that I'm going into and this what I'm talking about is everybody can change somebody's life. Everybody can be somebody. It doesn't take anything special to show someone you care, to be there. The world needs more of this. So many people, and my sister, my biological sister, Lisa, she is one of those people that's like, well, I get the vibe, but she's like a, okay, like if she donates $20, she's gonna expect, okay, well, Lord, I gave $20. Hey, what are you doing for me now? Instead of giving $20 because you want to, because you love to, because it's from the heart, and you don't care about if you get anything back. You know, because there's a lot of reciprocity, you'll get something back. So what if you know, I give to the 700 Club and I give to Caleb $20 each. I don't have to do it. I do it because if it wasn't for the 700 Club, I wouldn't be where I am today. If it wasn't for God, I wouldn't be here. And you know, like I always say, I don't push religion on people. Follow Jesus is a decision you have to make for yourself, and he'll change your life. He'll change your life for the positive. And that's what this world needs. Excuse me, ma'am. It says Christmas on the calendar. I am offended. This is really... Well, can I tell you, your calendar is missing Rosh Hashanah. Can you put that in there? Because I don't want to exclude anybody. I don't care if it has Ramadan or Rosh Hashanah or whatever on there. How is that offensive? The Muslim holidays don't offend me. But having Christmas on a calendar offends everyone else. We got to get past all this. You know, if you don't know what happened on Monday night, something big happened on Monday night, 34 years ago, on Monday Night Football, they had announced John Lennon died. And we need more of him. We need more of his imagine. Imagine no possessions, no heaven, no white, no black. You know, we're all one human race. Let's put the petty bullcrap aside. And let's come together. Like 9/11. Hey, come here. what we're going to do here is we're going to move, and we've got assignments where all these 50 people are going to team with these 50 people, and they're going to share offices, and we're going to give this half to your company to use till you get back on your feet. Yeah, we had some glitches and issues because 9/11. So all these, we're going to give you a month and a half of free shipping. You know, 9/11, when everyone helped everyone, it didn't matter what race you were, it didn't matter who you were, everyone came together. We need more of that in this country, not less of it. You know, there's no war on Christmas, me. Oh, there are people that are trying to get it taken down as a national holiday. But there was this billboard up, and this guy goes, it was an interview, and he goes, there's no war on Christmas? Nope. But then what does this billboard say? All I want for Christmas is not to have to go to church. Well, that's not a war. That's just letting people that are atheists out there know that, hey, you're not alone. Like, Well, then you obviously can't celebrate, because Christmas is about the birth of Christ, and even if it's not, Santa is based off of St. Nicholas, so all biblical. So either way, you know, if you're exchanging gifts, how can you if you're atheist? Unless you're celebrating the winter solstice. I love it. But, I mean, I guess I'm so mind-boggled as I kind of close up this segment a little bit about how I can change somebody's life that dramatically. When you look at the photos, you can see 100%. You see a 80-year-old woman to a 20-year-old woman. You know, a lot of people will take an act of God for them to believe in God that don't. But you take someone like Melissa, my girl, my fiance, or my sister, or Don, or Lisa, whoever. It doesn't take much to impact or change a life. Go out there and do it. Be there for someone. Take your family and then find out when they're having like a day where they're handing out food for the soup kitchen, and go down there and offer to help. Just what I want to, as I close up this segment, you know, just, we need to go forward, and that's what I try to bring to this program, is a lot of going forward with it and giving back. Do the money jar. You know, take a jar and put change in it, and then put it next to a, you know, find someone that you know really can use it and give back. Find out through the grapevine that there's someone in your work that's not, hey, they got two kids and, you know, the husband just got laid off and don't have much money and yada, 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 and say, hey, here's a $50 Walmart gift card. Go and, you know, help out. This happynews.com is a cool website. And it's just neat because there's an article on there about a family that's inspiring, and they have kids and they're adopting and they're doing, and they actually took on a kid that had come from like a drugged parent and had like a club foot and was messed up and all these different things. And it's just kind of neat to see like a family that's taking not only their own, but they're taking in other people. So it's just, you know, they don't have to take in that kid. They don't have to do that. Someone needs to take care of that kid. Someone needs to be there. You know, and if the parent's not able to, You know, it's just amazing that, you know, that most people can't even take care of their own people. The only thing is, well, I mean, the reason why I like this is a lot of these stories are actual videos, which help me, because I'm a better video person than I am a reading person. So that music never stops. Part of that story is in a book that my girl got 2 copies of the book, and we're going to read it together and all this. So she's just the greatest. And I guess if you put your heart and soul into something, you'll get something out of it. You know, if you build it, you'll get more out of it. That's why Habitat for Humanity, you got to help build the house. You know, Habitat for Humanity doesn't run off of Barack Obama's philosophy. If you didn't build that, you didn't make that. You know, you build it. You're going to have more out of it. And when you take in a kid and you build him and you mold him and you shape him, it'll change his life. You don't have to do it. You can do it. Well, we've got 3 of our own, and, well, you know, I shook my fist to heaven and said, God, why don't you do something? Well, he said, I did. I created you. And you might get more joy out of it. And then your kids will see what you did. And then they'll, like that coach that has those special needs kids being player of the day. I think what he's really doing, what I like, is the fact that he's seeing the kids are going to be like, cool. They're not going to be like, oh, I'm just a jock. When I was a kid, you know, we used to, there were 2 guys that were MMDA people, and we used to race with them and to class, and we had fun. They were just like everyone else. And if you can change, like that family did, that bring in that special needs kid and stuff, and they're raising it, and their kids see it, then their kids are going to, you know, and it's a gravity effect. It's just great. It's just great. There's another story where in 2 days, more than $100,000 was donated to help a homeless man. 2 days after a well-wisher set up the fund to help a Boston homeless man who returned a backpack containing $42,000, more than $105,000 had been raised. Man's homeless. But when he found a backpack containing $42,000 that was for a guy and gave it back and stuff, look at what God's doing. Tenfold. $105,000 was raised to help him out. He could have kept that $42,000. Could have done it. But he didn't. He did the right thing. And look at how God is repaying him. $100,500 plus. You know, that just breaks my heart, man. That's just awesome. And that's amazing. Got about 14 minutes left in the program, folks. But I want to share this story if I can find it. It is incredible. It's under health. It is amazing. There is a revolutionary laser treatment that they're working on that can kill breast cancer in 15 minutes with no, like cutting of the breast or anything. It's just astonishing. I guess they put like this substance that's light sensitive, and then they put the laser to it, and after like 15 seconds, it's been known to help kill the cancer and all this, and it's just awesome that they're that, you know, that because you may be able to have breast cancer eliminated and still keep your two tatas intact. That's right, you know. It's just, I guess I like this kind of part of the show because it seems we need to hear the goods, you know, the positives, things that's going right. This country isn't that bad. We gotta learn to come together. And that's what I try to do, you know. And like with Malcolm, I try to, okay, this right here, all this, this is not Democrat, Republican issue, this is American. This is basic, flat America. It's America, folks, that's all it is. And this is not a Democrat issue, this is not a Republican issue, this is America. This is, like I tell people, I said, a lot of what I'll bring up, okay, I disagree with Obama and the way he's downing this country. How are we going to fix this country for the better? How are we going to, you know, what are we going to do? That's what everyone asks, but how do we go forward? American Dream Labs with the Blaze Network is how you go forward. Coming up with new ideas, new stories, new specials. I cannot tell you how many networks are on TV. What are they going to do? They're going to re-air reruns of Full House? Oh, don't get me wrong, that's a great show. We don't like Full House. Three's Company? Great show. CSI Miami? Great show. Like during the day, you know, okay, show some of that stuff, but why can't we come up with new shows, new ideas? Walt Disney wasn't about no idea. He's about a new idea, about the future. Walt Disney and Disney World is always about innovation. They're always about taking the past and the future and putting them together. Walt Disney was always about the future. That's why they had the single monorail. I mean, the stuff they do, like everyone there gets like a limit. I mean, if a kid's crying or something's going wrong, you have the ability to help them. You have like a budget, and you can do stuff to help them. There's about 10 minutes left in the program. But he was about the future. I'm just a guru and all kinds of stuff because, you know, they have to change. They've had to change things a little bit because of health stuff and the Walt Disney World and different things and how they do stuff and safety and where people can go. But, like, it's just amazing how he was all about tomorrow. Walt Disney was. And you see it in the parks, in the way they try to do things that are new and inventive, like in the candies and the chocolates. They try to make new and different chocolates all the time, things that aren't, they constantly are trying to come up with the next new thing. I mean, now they can with the helium balloons, they can put LEDs in them so that they light up at night. And not many people know this, but those things are, I read an article on those. They're expensive. There's a guy that gave up everything he had to sell, and I think they're like $9 for those mouse ear balloons. They're beautiful. I love them. I think they're cool as hell. But they're like, but before, they used to just be the mouse ears. And if you don't know, the helium molecule is smaller than the latex molecule, therefore it escapes. That's why mylars can last longer, because the helium can't escape. That's why they treat and seal the inside of those, like Ronald McDonald balloons that go down the Macy's parades and stuff, so that the helium just doesn't go out. But they put a clear, almost like a plastic bubble around them now. And if you ever go to Florida or California and you get one of those, make sure you're taking the train, because I guess people have said that when they take those and try to go home, they have to deflate them. They can't take them on the airplane because of FAA rules or whatever. The people have said that because of that plastic bubble around the mouse ear balloon, it keeps the helium in, and there are people that say those balloons will last like 10 or 11 months. Because that's the future. They had a problem, and they didn't just, okay, we're just going to play replays of Full House or, you know, Who's the Boss? No. They're about innovation and going forward and always trying to be in the future. That's why I love the Blaze. It's a network that I'm building because I pay for it, but I like what they support. They want to move forward. They just don't want to have the same old, same old. Well, here you go. You might get, you know, if you treat it and you do this and this, you might get it to the balloon to float for 2 weeks, like a week. Well, if we innovate and we change and we try to go beyond, and that's what this country needs. New and innovative. We need to get back to where we were when people wanted to be innovators and not be like, well, got a phone, I got a phone, he gave me a phone. Okay? You know, now it's like, well, what can I get from the government? You know, we need to get back to the, what can I do for the government? Because as that $1.1 trillion stimulus bill, where's that money coming from? Who's paying for it? And like they've said, and this is the proof, you're not making as much. I'd have to make like $20 an hour to make some decent money, because the taxes are such that the average person, even though they're making more than they were, let's say, 7 or 8 years ago, they're taking home less. You know? That's because we just keep spending and spending and spending and spending. We need to be innovative. We need to get new people. We need to get rid of the old guard. We need to get rid of these people that, okay, well, that are lifers. Where would Disney World be if Walt Disney said, oh, I created Mickey Mouse, I'm done. You wouldn't have Toy Story, which is a Disney Pixar. You wouldn't have Frozen. You wouldn't have a lot of stuff. You wouldn't have Pinocchio. You wouldn't have Hannah Montana. Lord help us. But The Little Mermaid and The Lion King, you wouldn't have a lot of the stuff if he would have just stayed in the past. The future is where we're going, and it's a bright one. and we're going to have a rough spot in this country. It's going to get bad. But how we move forward with the strength will tell us the content of our character. You know, this probably big segment of the show, I guess there's lots of positives, and we need to keep them going, and we need to have them out there. Buy someone's drink. Buy someone's meal. Help someone put their groceries in the car. Just let them know what you're doing so they don't freak out if you go up there and try to, you know, just say, hey, ma'am, can I help you put the stuff in your car? It doesn't take much. So much change can be done in this country that doesn't even involve money. It involves change. And you can do a lot of good in this country and move it forward. You know, those people with Ferguson would be getting a lot further if they would have said, hey, you know, we want to have an intelligent conversation. You know, or let's sing Christmas carols in New York, and then when we're done, say, hey, we just want to, you know, this is how we feel about whatever. You know? But, no. Let's just burn down this mother. That's going to change, you know. Love is the only thing that drives away hate. I got about minute 40. I'm going to thank you all for tuning in to this program that today, and as some of the episodes go further, it's going to be about, you know, the future. Love. And the Happy News site has great stories. Check it out. Watch the videos. It's just need to put some positive in your life, which my sister needs big time. It's just great to know that there can be negativity in this world, but as I point out, we need to go forward. We need to, like, one of the biggest segments is non-denominational churches. They're one of the biggest segments that's growing. Because people are saying, hey, you believe in God, so do I. Let's come together. Boo-hoo the difficulties. I want to thank you, my listeners, for tuning in. There's going to be some changes coming in the new year. I should be getting some upgrades to the program. I do have a Facebook page you can check out and comment, post, whatever, if you got suggestions for the show. So, thank you so much. Have a great day. And from Indiana, God bless you and goodbye.